Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doja Cat and Woman on Kiss FM. So Grammy weekend, Sunday, 5 o'clock on CBS2 and Paramount Plus, which sometimes I think I have and sometimes I think I can't get into.
I don't think I have that.
I thought I had it for Yellowstone. But I don't know. Sometimes I can't get into them.
Mm-hmm.
General consensus here, all major categories are Beyonce versus Adele. That's what people are saying.
Yeah. I mean, she has the most...
Which
wins.
She?
Beyonce has the most wins, 28 wins in women history, I think.
And I think when you combine Beyonce and Jay-Z, it's the most
it's ever. Insane. Combined 88.
Except for record of the year, Adele.
Go easy on me, baby.
And then Beyonce in the same category, record of the year.
Oh, baby, baby.
Forward to it this Sunday. Is anybody working the red carpet here? Is anybody doing something for E or any of the other networks?
Not I.
Tanya, no?
I'm going to be at a wedding on Sunday.
Oh,
someone has a wedding
off brand for you. Yeah. I know, but it's Robbie's cousin. So it's like in one of his best
friends.
Where
are they getting married?
They're getting married in New York.
That's so exciting.
Yeah.
Robbie's cousin. And how many? Is it a big wedding?
It's a big wedding. Yeah.
Does Robbie have to speak?
I don't think he has to speak, but he's Persian and they have big weddings.
And I bet they have some good food.
Yes, very good food.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at Song of the Year. And by the way, what is the difference in Record of the Year and Song of the Year? There is a difference because, for example, Song of the Year, Adele there and Beyonce here again, and DJ Khaled and Lizzo and Taylor Swift also for Song of the Year. But there's a difference,
producer versus writer, but I always forget which one's which.
So, Song of the Year is for songwriter.
Songwriter,
that's how
Song
I remember
of the Year.
It.
Got it.
And
yeah.
Record is the recording of the year with the producer. And
correct.
But usually it's a lot of the same songs, records,
right. Yeah,
in those
usually.
Two categories. Coldplay's up for Album of the Year Sunday as well, and they're playing SoFi this fall. Grammys on Sunday. We got some tickets to see Coldplay next here at 102.7 Kiss FM.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa.
Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Abusers in Hollywood are as old as the Hollywood sign itself. And while fame is the ultimate prize in Tinseltown, underneath it lies a shroud of mystery. Binge this season of Variety Confidential from Variety, Hollywood's number one entertainment news source and iHeart podcasts. 6 episodes are waiting for you right now to dive into the secret history of the casting couch, to explore the scandalous history of Hollywood's casting process. Listen to Variety Confidential on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.